Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Wake up, you fucking pussies. It's Skankfest.
Funny, he's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit. We made it, guys. 2.5 years in the fucking making. This shit is wild. I just threw full cups of ice water into the crowd. It is freezing outside right now. I don't give a fuck. That's how fucking real ass this show is gonna be. This is the first official show of Skankfest, guys. This is it. Skankfest self. What a journey it's been. We're going to get into it. We have a bunch of guests. We're going to bring a bunch of people on. We're just kicking things off. I'm getting a little fucked up right now. Hopefully you guys are getting fucked up too. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the real ass dude, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, Louis J. Gomez. I am with, as always, the international superstar, Zach fucking Amico.
You guys so got the actual real ass podcast experience because it was just me and Shannon going, where the fuck's Lewis and who's on the show?
And then they just started. And I ran from the back of the room acting like they gave a fuck about me at all. Also, ladies and gentlemen, our producer extraordinaire, she literally has nothing to produce. There's no booth. There's no bitch booth. We have the one and only Shannon Lee Hires in the house. Come on. Shannon, can I douse your shirt with a cup of ice water?
You're not going to see anything. I'm wearing two shirts.
You're wearing two shirts?
Yeah.
One on each one of those big old titties. Hell yeah, Shannon. You guys are going to get to watch me this entire weekend sexually harass Shannon in real life. I know you guys think it's a game on the show and it's like a bit that we do. I actually sexually harass this girl in real life and I hide behind the fact that I was a comedian like 5 years ago.
So many people have come up to me today and they're like, oh, I love the bit you and Lewis do, but I know it's all a joke. I was like, it's not a joke.
No. Not at all. Me and Shannon, we have a lot of freaky shit going on in our life. This is going to be a weekend where she gets a little crazy, a little drunk. Are you doing any hard drugs this weekend, Shannon?
No.
Nothing?
No hard drugs.
Not even a little Mals?
No, I don't want to die from fentanyl.
First of all, listen to me. I have been taking a little bit of fentanyl every day for the past 3 months.
You got to build up a tolerance.
Yeah, to build up a tolerance for this fucking
weekend. That's what these queers don't realize. It's like rattlesnake venom.
Yeah.
You take enough of it, you get a podcast.
Please give me some fentanyl, you fucking cheap bitches. I would love some fentanyl. But all right, what if we take a little bit of Mals first, right?
Uh-huh.
Crack the pill in half, do a little choo-choo.
Mm-hmm.
Then make sure nobody dies, and then you take some.
Maybe.
Yes!
You know, do a little choo-choo means we run a train on you, right?
This is going to be a wild weekend already. This is just a kickoff party. There's 300 people waiting online outside to get in still right now. This is just the fucking kickoff party. Yes, it's all of the fags. Yes, sir. All of the gay people. We said, no, you guys are going to wait a little bit outside to come in. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is Texas.
We said Tuesdays with Stories starts in 2 hours.
Look, We have a lot to talk about. I'll tell you right now, I got here this morning. I'm very excited about my hotel. I steamed. I sauna'd. I'm going to bring up some of my steam and sauna buddies that were here from earlier, a little bit later on in the show, which is great.
Steaming Shannon, is what Lewis does when Natalie does something wrong.
I am steaming a lot these days. Shannon, how was your trip in? Anything crazy happen to you?
Nothing on the way in, but this morning a Puerto Rican came into my room and stole all my food.
It was not a Puerto Rican.
It's a Puerto Rican.
No. You guys got to sing the Zackle Snake song. You guys are going to do all of the sound effects for the rest of the show. Because my...
That's what's up. Pussies.
Good job. Listen to me. We're going to have an incredible show. I promise you this much. Zach, how was your trip in? Anything happen?
Back row of a United flight.
You took up the entire back row?
Yes. I actually had to say to the girl next to me, can you please lift your armrest? I'm going to cry. Can I just say, I want to say something now. If you're an adult and have to shit during a 3-hour flight, I have no respect for how you schedule your day.
I shit you not. I shit almost every flight that I go on. Every
single
flight.
As I was saying. At one point, the line for the bathroom was 7 people deep on a 3-hour flight. How is that possible?
Let me tell you something. I shit almost every flight, and I jerk off almost every flight. Almost every flight, I will masturbate into the sink on that flight. That's right. And I don't even clean it because I want the people afterwards to be like, is that cum? God damn it. Because you can tell what wet cum looks like. You know what it looks like.
Cum.
So my flight was delightful. It was very, very nice. I enjoyed myself. And Shannon, no, I didn't just eat your fucking food, you asshole. Here's what I do. I come in, right? And I go into Christine's room. Christine's got a whole fucking spread, a little charcuterie board with a note from people being like, welcome to the fucking whatever hotel this is. We're not telling these psychos where we're staying. Nobody saw me outside of the Hilton this morning. And then I go into Shannon's room, and it's the same goddamn thing. Charcuterie board, a little note, beef jerky, fucking flavored popcorn. Unbelievable. I had nothing. Nothing in my room. I'm the goddamn organizer.
No, he's a pirate now. He's the organizer.
I'm the organizer of this festival. I had nothing. So yeah, Shannon, I took your beef jerky.
It's not my fault that you don't have anything. And you also tried to take credit for who sent it to the room.
I did. This is the 48 laws of power right there. She's like, yeah, I don't know who sent it. I was like, I sent it to your room. That's why I can eat it. And then I ate it right in front of her fucking face.
And dropped some of it on the floor.
I threw it on the floor. I didn't give a shit. And we're making Shannon share a room with another producer.
That's okay.
It's hilarious. Look, listen to me. We have an incredible show. Why is Rebecca calling me? Rebecca, I'm on stage doing a fucking show.
Sorry, bus aisle.
Hello?
Hello, Rebecca's ass. You've seen better days. Click. This is going to be a fucking great, great evening. What are you looking forward to most this weekend, Shannon?
The roast of Luis J. Gomez.
That is fun. Why? Is it because you like seeing me hurt, Shannon?
Yes.
Wow. See, look, how does it feel to scream out a joke and get nothing on it? Welcome to my entire career. It sucks, doesn't it, sir? It's fucking lonely, isn't it? Oh, that's Robert, the owner of Sheath Underwear. who's heckling my show, and I can't even trash him.
What a sheathy joke.
I like it. Shout out to Sheath Underwear, guys. Give him some fucking love. They have some special Skankfest Sheath underwear that are going to be available throughout the weekend. So go up to him. He's the guy's ass you want to kiss to get some free underwear. I'll tell you that much. Yo Kratom? Yo Kratom's in the house too, dog. Are they here yet?
No, not yet.
No, they're passed out in the bathroom.
I know because I check them in, guys.
Yeah, Shannon, how do you know where the Yo Kratom guys are?
I check them in.
She's like, nope, not here yet. Jesus Christ. All right, look, we have a great show planned. This is the first official podcast of Skankfest South. We're going to bring up some guests and talk some shit with some guests here. Are you guys ready to get this show going? Come on, guys. Shannon, you fucking stay up here. Oh, wait, is there not another mic?
I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bobby Hutch is in the house. Yeah, Bobby almost died 3 months ago. Yeah, look how great he's doing now. That's perfect. Let's get another chair. Bobby, you should be a fucking roadie. Look the way you ran out under the table, sort of fucking with the wires. If somebody sucks Bobby's dick, I will give him an autograph. Bobby will be my roadie for the weekend. Bobby, we're going to get your dick sucked this weekend. Are you still with that chick? Yeah, you are. Is she here now? Fuck yeah. Look what a cheater Bobby is. He's like, nope, she ain't here. Let's go. Let's party. All right, we're going to bring up our first two guests officially. First two guests coming to the stage. Spent a great afternoon with them, steaming and enjoying our sauna time together. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know them from the... What is their new
podcast? What's the Scenario?
What's the Scenario?
Here's the Scenario.
Here's the Scenario Patreon show. It's for the man of 4 inches, Brendan Sagalow. And the one and only Mike Feeney is in the house. Come on, clap it up. Wow.
What the fuck's up, Jews?
Oh. I love that his mic's lower. That's fun.
There we go. Dude,
I'll say it again. What the fuck's up, Jews?
Dude, look, I'm not going to hate, but how much does that suck that hundreds of people are just chanting the number 4 at you now?
It's
for the rest of his life. Yeah. You
honestly,
understand?
It's everything I've ever wanted.
It's not because you fucked 4 chicks in one night or because you fucking...
You know what's great is he keeps telling everybody, he goes, I'm okay with this. 4 is my favorite number.
It is.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
There's no way you're not 4.
What? Yeah, now I'm 2.5 in a ring.
But he can hang a lantern from his dick, and that's what makes it special.
Here's the difference. Zach did not think that he had an okay-sized dick. Zach knows that he has a tiny dick, and he's hilarious about it. He shows it to everybody.
It's all about how you use it, right, ladies?
Oh, not one? Not one?
Right, ladies? Anyone?
She's actively booing. She went, boo!
No, she said woo, and her guy was like, shut the fuck up.
Any ladies that aren't size queens like this whore? What'd you say? Yeah, so fuck you, Jews.
No, I don't think she's agreeing with you. I think she's saying that she does not want your tiny dick.
The only one that says that it's not about size is men that have small dicks.
it wasn't a pro-Brendan thing at all.
Yes,
the old niggas with no money think that money isn't everything argument.
That's one.
Yeah. The first one of Skankfest.
The first N-word of Skankfest. The first N-word of Skankfest. Yes! Fight!
Wait.
The first prank of Skankfest.
Floor.
Let's fucking go.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, what a piece of guy who's taking a bow after screaming the N-word falls. I'm a piece of shit.
I know how to read the room.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can't believe I did that.
No.
I can.
Not the N-word. I can't believe I fell in front of all these
people. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
More embarrassing.
Yeah, you, I like the fact that you're now just owning this thing about yourself.
No, you're not allowed to own them.
Damn, doggy. This crowd's fire.
It's exciting and worrisome how quick they are to chant. You know, it's makes me feel like they had a lot of practice, you know, but.
Feeny.
All right, I love it. Yeah, give it on. Yeah. Never mind.
Why would
it's
you
the
do
best.
That?
Yeah.
It's only funny if you guys just didn't do it. Thank you.
Every time you go golfing now, you get triggered.
Yeah. People are just ducking.
Listen to me, dude. I like the fact that you fucking own this. This is a new identity of yours. Big J told me you said the next day was kind of rough, though.
No, I was just trying to forget about it entirely, and nobody let me. And then I went on Jim and Sam, and I'm in the elevator, and I'm going, don't talk about it. And then Sam goes, how are you? And I go, oh, man, last night.
That's how his therapy starts. So it was a Pavlovian response.
I'm okay with it. I showed Ian my dick at the... we went to the Pit Room, that barbecue place. And I showed
great barbecue.
Ian my penis, and he was like, it's fine.
He showed him a picture of it. He didn't take his dick out at the Pit barbecue
place. Well, I didn't
place.
Want him to suck it.
Well, wait, can I see the picture of your penis?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
You should show Lewis if anybody.
I don't want to show you.
Why?
I'll show you a picture of my like
penis
you.
Right. I'll show you a picture of my penis right now.
I don't want to see your penis. Is it wearing a fucking cowboy hat?
Brendan, can I see it and comment on it?
Yes. Shannon would like to see it.
Am I the only one that filled up a little bit?
Yeah.
I assure you.
Skankfest Shannon is letting go.
I filled up a little bit.
Will you show it to Shannon and let her describe it?
It's not a great picture, to be honest.
He's already downplaying it.
Fine.
Let's say.
Fine.
This is wild. I want to also see it. Please, can I see
no,
it?
No, get away from me.
Why?
I'll get it out.
I already know that
it.
It's pathetic. What else
it's
can I
pathetic.
Know?
It's
what is
not
the, is there
pathetic.
Another angle here?
I will show you. Just give me a sec. It's in my, like,
you should
know.
Have it in your favorites at this point, man.
Shannon,
this
you wanna,
means
you wanna
this
see a
is the
of my
good
dick?
One, by the way.
Okay, don't.
I won't look. Shannon.
Is that hard
it's
or soft?
It's not a great picture.
Oh, this is not bad.
Oh, you stupid bitches.
I have slept with worse penises.
Is it hard?
Oh. I'll show you.
Let me see.
That's not bad.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you what he's doing, okay? He's holding it at the base. Hold
Shut
on.
The
give me
fuck
it.
Up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
He's holding it at the base
bros
to give it
before
more.
Hose, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, let Zach see it.
Let me see.
Oh, Zach.
Oh, God.
Zach has a proud 4-inch dick. No hands. He's just letting everyone see what he's got.
No hands, is it?
He did a top perspective like it was a shot of the Empire State Building from a helicopter.
Yeah. He did a drone shot.
Yeah, dude.
I photoshopped King Kong on it.
That no, dude, that's not fucking okay the way you did that.
You're not cool, dude.
Why?
You're not a cool dude.
Shannon, do you want to see my
He's
dick?
A real ass dude.
I've seen a fake version of your dick before. I'm okay with that.
What's a fake version? Oh, yeah, when I
you had a clone of Willie.
I cloned my dick, and then I fucking slammed it on the table right in front of Shannon. I was like, you like that shit? You like that shit? Touch it. And she did like
Is
it.
Is there an HR department at Gas Digital?
Yeah. A homosexual retard? Yeah, we have it. We keep him in a cage. We refer everybody to him. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Harrington's
he has three podcasts on it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, buddy.
The joke works for like 8 people on the network.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look, we had a very nice time today in the steam room.
Steam, sauna, jacuzzi, swimming.
We swam.
Is there anything better than when you go in an in-ground pool, just every man has to be like, I can hold my breath longer than you, and then try and swim across the thing, and then you just started wrestling Shane for dominance, which was fun. But yeah.
Let me say something about Shane Gillis.
What?
If we were just trying to push each other down a field... He would win that battle.
Yeah, he is. He's got linemen fucking pushing sumo. He'd kill you.
They were
sumo.
Wrestling.
Oh, dude, sumo. Yeah, he would give me a.
You guys
we were trying to drown each other.
Yeah, they're wrestling in the pool, and this like Mexican janitor is like, "Are you guys okay?" And
Lewis
goes, "We're playing drowning."
Yeah, we're playing drowning is exactly what you said. By the way, I found out I have a hidden talent. I can jump out of a pool of water
like a black athlete.
I said
was
that was
wild.
I said it's impossible. No one could do it, and then I did it, and now it's the great.
Doggy,
now it's I'll tell everyone.
You ever see like black athletes like in a pool, and then they just jump out of it, and then they land.
No hands.
I need to stop right here. Lewis, did you just say, have you ever seen how good black guys are at swimming?
No.
Zach.
It is the
opposite. You mean
opposite.
Like if they're near a pool and they touch it and then they jump, like when there's a pickle behind a cat?
Yeah. It's the opposite of swimming. They are jumping away from the water.
Yeah.
Up and
out. Yeah.
Like waist deep water.
And he did it. It was pretty fucking impressive.
I'll do it for everybody. That's all I want to show is everybody that trick. There's no jokes. Just a really impressive thing that I now can do.
Do it with no water.
Can you shut the fuck up, lady?
Wait.
All it is 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
I'll allow it.
This bitch is going to be a problem all of Skankfest.
No.
I see it on her face.
No.
I see it on her fucking face already.
Don't.
Shannon, beat her fucking ass right now. Shannon, beat her fucking ass for me right now. Go do that. Take care of my light work.
No, she seems sweet.
She's
I don't
excited.
Think she was doing it problematically.
Yeah, she's cool. You're right.
Yeah.
You're lucky. You're lucky. Shannon saved your ass.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
My pleasure.
How drunk is this guy right? He went,
She got the fox.
That is the real conundrum with the drunk girl on the first night. Do we kick her out now or wait for somebody to fuck her first?
Yeah. Shannon, how much dick do you think will be thrown at you this weekend from the people being like, listen, I don't know, Lewis is a piece of shit. He's really aggressive toward you, but
how, by the way, how
can
often
really
do guys
just...
use that game specifically?
Sounded like Feeney practiced it in the mirror.
Yeah. And would you buy that if someone were to...
And say they could jump out of a pool.
Yeah. I mean, would that impress you? Because... But that, I feel like your nipples are hard, so, you know, it's impressive for me.
I do get that through DMs sometimes.
Like, Lewis is a real piece of shit to you.
Yeah.
I'll protect you, baby.
I mean this,
I will fuck up any of you with
Uh-oh.
Ease. With ease for Shannon.
Oh, for Shannon.
For Shannon.
That's good.
What?
We're just threatening to fight everybody in the crowd. And the first 20 minutes of the first night of the festival, that's all weekend, that's filled with drugs and drinking, and a lot of people who are going to take that very personally. I thought that was going to be...
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
There's a lot of folded arms, like, oh, he's going to fucking take me? I'll fucking...
Oh, dude, Lewis walks through Skankfest like a fucking Streets of Rage level.
Yeah.
He picks up a whole turkey. Is a black kid on rollerblades?
There's not a single person that I've seen here at Skankfest that I fear physically.
Big J!
Big J? Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude. Ellis? Ellis isn't here yet. Yeah, you wait and fucking see Sunday when I put these fucking hands on Jason Ellis. Finally! This is it. And if Jason Ellis beats me when we, because we are boxing, we have a gentleman's agreement. We are going to go head to head on fucking Sunday. If
Ooh, he you're beats gonna give me, him head?
I mean this. No, head to head. It's a 69. We're just gonna fucking suck each other. Suck each other. No. If Jason Ellis beats me at Skankfest, you have to kill him and his crew. I don't give a fuck. I dead ass, dude. You did not let him leave here alive.
That, I've never seen someone lose confidence mid.
Well,
you should fucking smoke them, motherfucker.
The most unconfident drunk
man.
Person in the world. This is trying to fuck. I don't know. Oh, if anybody needs fentanyl, that guy's got it.
Yeah. O-D. O-D.
O-D. O-D. O-D. O-D.
Oh, that's going to be, that's going to be a sad truth of this weekend. Yeah. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. That's going to be in the article written about yeah. this.
We will not find them until Tuesday. That'll be...
I mean, that's the thing is like you guys, and I mean this because we are just opening up this weekend. Don't fucking rape. Hold on.
Test your coke.
Hold on. Thank you. No, it's a short one. Thank you.
That's
you
real. Do as I say.
Goes,
do not rape people this weekend. Do not hurt others. Okay.
Do not heckle.
What?
Heckle.
Don't heckle. Is that a rule?
Who gives a shit?
Ari was going to bring that up.
Oh, because Ari's a fucking pussy-ass Jew?
I'll let the man speak for himself.
He can't handle a little bit of fucking heckling. It's all right. Heckle. You don't
no,
lady.
You
heckle.
Just threatened to no, kick her the fuck out
shut up.
And have Shannon fight
shut the
her
fuck up,
because she asked a reasonable question. This guy's fucking ODing over here on fentanyl. You're like, keep going, my man. Rape. What the fuck are you talking about?
Feedy.
Consistency. That's all I want.
Ah, shit. All right, what are you guys looking forward to, most forward to this weekend before we guys get you guys out of here?
ODing.
Come on. You're not going to OD. Do not OD. That was the other rule, guys.
Yeah.
We cannot,
actually the most important rule.
We can't
rule.
Afford anyone to OD.
Do we have those testing strips? Did they ever come? No? They didn't
yet.
Come. But you know what? Yeah, just do a little tiny bit. Dude. Or...
Yeah.
Or give it to a dork. To have them try it first.
Give it to one of the 3,000 homeless people that's roaming around this area.
That's actually a great use for homeless people is to test your drugs.
I mean, what are we doing, you know?
Testing strips is what Lewis calls amateur strippers. Did the testing strips
Boo.
Come? I know.
Boo.
I know. Thank you very much.
I like how you guys use four both in a positive and a negative.
If
he crushes a joke, you chant four. If he bombs a joke, you chant four.
Wait,
I'm only hearing
it
positively.
Are you assuming people can go outside and possibly play homeless person or skankfest attendee?
This weekend's gonna be fucking great, man. I'm excited that we're doing this in a new city. I've never been to Houston. Everybody's been wildly nice so far. All these fans are fantastic. If you're already here on Thursday, I mean, good for you. You're gonna be, yeah, the diehards. This is gonna be a fucking such a fun weekend. You said, what are you most looking forward to? I'm sorry, I'm not doing a fucking ad for Keith underwear. They already paid the money. Don't give them ads.
All these fans are so great.
I'm just look.
You
I'm
got the fucking
forward.
OD guy. He's on your side. The only guy.
I'm looking forward to connecting with each and every one
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And dating is hard. Am I right, everybody?
Remember when this dumb idiot fell? That was fun, right?
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, one more right. time. For Mike Feeney, Brendan Sagalow. What a fun day. Shannon.
Yes.
You've been with a guy less than 4 inches?
Yeah, I had one micro penis guy.
Your what?
One micro penis guy.
Oh, your micro penis guy. Yeah. I remember you mentioning this guy.
He's a really, like, he was like 6'4" and like.
Steroids?
No, not even that benefit.
Ralph?
No, he tried really hard.
I just need you to promise not to tell anybody about this.
He tried really hard?
Yeah, he tried really hard, but I ended it after that.
If I had a dick that was literally a centimeter smaller than it is right now, I would kill anybody who saw it. I would literally carry a gun, and I would, after a girl, if she didn't suck me off to completion right there and then, I would shoot her in the fucking head. And maybe even if she did suck me off to completion. So, just so you know that.
You got it.
God damn it, dude. Clap your hands if you have a 4-inch or less dick. Wow. How many proud fucking 4-inchers are in the room? Look at Paco clapping extra loud. All right, we're going to keep this going, guys. We're going to bring up two more guests, two more comedians from the festival. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the High Society Radio podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris from Brooklyn. And from Dad Meat, first time ever at Skankfest. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Tim Butterly. Hell yeah.
All right, well, fuck you guys.
Butterly did.
I'll fucking gag you with my dick. I'm not Sagalo. I'm not playing that shit.
Butterly got a noticeably louder reaction. That was hurtful.
Yeah, that was fucking hurtful. And we're friends, and now it's got to be awkward between us all weekend.
You guys just let me have this, please.
All right. Tim.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
What an amazing event so far. We've just gotten started here. It's still light outside here at Skankfest. It's standing room only here in the room. All the other people...
Louis, I got to ask you a question. Why are these artist badges, they have corners? They should
don't
be, they
fucking
should be,
make me angry, dude. You're going to make rounded. Me so mad, dude.
Somebody's going to take an eye out, dude.
Okay, every year now, I've been in charge of the printing of things, right? So this year, I take my foot off the gas just for this one little thing. I was like, they can handle the printing. They can handle the printing. All of your artist badges are sharp weapons of death.
Dude, yeah. Whatever retarded girl I trade this for a blowjob is going to poke her eye out.
This is the only thing safely getting me back to my hotel tonight.
Doggy, they're so fucking sharp. Why wouldn't they round the edges? It makes no sense. Why? Why, Shannon?
Why? I didn't do it.
Who was in charge of
it? I just sit through an entire meal of this earlier. That's why I brought it up to the crowd.
It made me so fucking angry. And then here's the other thing. Then I come back to my partners, Rebecca and Christine, and they're great, but they're retarded, okay? You know what they suggested? They suggested that we buy toenail clippers and have our volunteers toenail clip... like 8,000 badges.
It'll be fun. It'll be like a craft.
It's fucking crazy what I'm dealing with right now.
I'm hearing a lot of women's names in this story, by the way.
And dude, women do things in the most retarded way. It is crazy. And I love them. By the way, guys, clap it up for Rebecca and Christine, who are just fucking killing it. Just killing it, but... this right here is a fuck up that will, I mean, I will never, it's also, they're like an inch smaller than they should be. I don't want to harp on these things, but you know, come on, dude, can I see? Hold on, you have an all access pass from last year, right? Or is this this year?
Yeah.
Who has a last year pass?
2 years ago.
Come here, let me see it.
On you? What a weirdo.
You just want to talk, you fucking drug addict. He's just, is that the one from 2 years ago?
Yeah,
why? Yeah. Do you have it on you?
Jesus Christ. What?
Whoa,
this
dude.
Is the fentanyl guy?
Louis, I figured it out. He meant he bought it 2 years ago when this festival was supposed to happen before the pandemic.
Can I approach the table, Your Honor?
Are you showing me your receipt from when you bought this?
This is my order number from 2 years ago.
That's his MapQuest directions, dude. To get here.
Oh my God.
This guy is retarded. He has no idea what we're talking about.
Is the deed to his house?
Greg,
it's also how he got here.
I'm gonna dox him.
How did you navigate
so
an airport?
Dude, can I dox you?
This is a day pass from an adult daycare.
Greg Holloman.
Yep.
HollomanG@gmail.com. Let him know how retarded he is via dick pic. Thank you, Greg. Guys, clap it up for
Thank
Greg
you
from
for
Oregon.
The support.
Yeah, dude.
Greg from Oregon. Wow. Wow, what a fucking show so far. Butterly, what's going on? It's your first Skankfest, dude.
Yeah, I'm so, you know me, dude. I'm just a fucking bundle of nerves and joy.
Yeah, you really are, dude. You came in and you were so appreciative.
He's like
and
a clitoris.
Bro, I'm like that all the time, dude. I can't turn it off. People hate being around me.
No, dude, you're so sweet, but you're a fucking killer.
Oh, thanks for saying so. Come on, what's up, dude? Are you going to do something to me? Is this a long setup to a vicious prank?
Butterly, if Jason Ellis beats me up on Sunday, will you fucking jump in and defend my honor?
It's guaranteed, dude. It's on site with Jason Ellis if
Fuck
he wins.
Yeah, bro. Buddy. Jason Ellis thinks he's bringing in these fucking fighters, dude.
No, dude.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not fucking around.
Chris from Brooklyn, doggy.
Swing on someone.
Swing on someone, doggy.
I want you to just
waiting for
eyes closed into a crowd just throwing haymakers.
Dude, this is a mutual combat state and an open carry state. If somebody doesn't die at this skankfest, we have failed.
Wait a minute. Is this the first skankfest that people probably have guns on them?
No.
No, I bring a gun to every skankfest.
No. Wait, clap your hands if you currently have a gun on you. Look at all the people
bang,
that...
Bang, 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 bang. No, no, no. Stop, stop, stop.
It's Mark Random.
Doggy. So I'm assuming the rule is that they're not allowed to have a gun inside. It's probably like, no, you're not allowed to, but you got to admit that you have it. No, you don't, right?
You have to tell us.
Oh, so many people. Can I borrow one of your guns for the weekend?
Please.
Please, can I borrow one of your guns for the weekend? Dude, I will give you an all-access artist pass if I could just hold your gun for the whole weekend.
Do you know how much money you could get for a gun with Lewis's fingerprints on it?
Dude. Well, I can have it? What type of gun is it?
Come here, put it on the table.
They're just going to get lobbed onto
the table. He's talking about his pecker.
Oh. Damn it, dude. He's talking about his penis.
Yeah,
he fell right for it.
He said, I got your gun right here, partner.
Close your eyes, open your mouth. Here's your gun. All right. So what are you guys looking forward to most this weekend? What do you say, Tim?
I don't know. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. I was just probably thinking, I don't know, dad meet would be a pretty cool time on Sunday.
Live dad meet on Sunday.
I could lie and say I'm more excited about something else, but holy smokes, I got a lot riding on that.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty amazing. What about you, Chris?
I want to watch Harrington and Dylan beat the shit out of each other.
Yes.
Second place is dad meet.
You understand this fight between Harrington and Dylan? Are they in the room right now, by the way? We should get them out.
Tell them to start now.
Try to find them.
Wherever they are.
Fight. Dude. Fight.
Is this in a ring?
It's going to be in a ring, yeah.
Dude, what you should have done is given them each a pager and no details ahead of time.
Like Applebee's?
No venue, just...
Yeah, not a beeper. Like it just buzzes.
So, when it's time to fight, they both get paged with like a location and then they have to meet and it's time to go right there. And yeah. It can happen at any time during the festival.
Actually,
you can start pairing people up with this system exactly like Applebee's.
Where's Harrington and Dylan? They have to be in here. Are they here?
Fuck Dylan.
Wow.
Damn, Dylan, like you're in here. You're going to take that
Dylan,
shit?
I would swing on him.
Mutual combat state, bro.
Yeah. Look, I'm very excited about that fight, too. But that fight originated on this show. That was a real-ass podcast. They were supposed to fight for the producer position on the real-ass podcast. This is how long this has been going on. That neither of those guys are producers for Gas Digital anymore.
And we've gone through like three other producers since then.
Yeah. So do we have them here? I want to have them square off for a second. Yeah. Yes, they're not here. What the fuck are they possibly
Dylan's
be
here.
Doing?
I know for a fact Dylan's here. Dylan.
What else are they doing?
Probably 69 at each other somewhere.
Yeah, sucking each other's fucking dicks like assholes.
Traditional pussies. Pre-fight.
Who do you guys think is going to win? Who's your pick? Butterly, you've trained with Harrington.
A tiny bit. And he's letting himself go. That's the problem. That. Found him.
Harrington, come up here.
Yellow was a bad
The great
choice.
Mike Harrington, folks. Come on.
Yay! What up? So, if they fought, I would say like 8 months to a year ago, I think Harrington was in a pretty good shape physically. And now I think, and you got Dylan getting like premium pussy now, dude. I think Harrington, dude, I hope you're focused.
So somebody please get Dylan right now. We need Dylan up here right now. Harrington, how do you feel about all this? Because that is what everyone says about you. A while ago, you were in better shape. You were looking good. You've fallen off at this point.
Fat!
Who is
that? You're fat. You're fat. How does that make you feel?
Literally, you're the only one who says this. You look like Shane McCarwin.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about this? Your people are losing faith in your ability, or what do you say to that when you hear that?
I mean, I haven't heard a single person lose faith.
You just heard Tim just give a whole Braveheart speech about how you suck.
It's an anti-Braveheart speech.
I'm just trying to get him focused up. I don't want him to slip. He's got a KO under his belt.
I think, I have three knockdowns, no knockouts, but I mean, that's going to change after this weekend.
Well, I mean...
Wow.
That was all right. That was great.
There we go. That was good. That was good, Harrington. Yeah, you are.
Imagine if Dylan lays him out, though.
As you're not. just one shots him. Yeah. Holy shit. As your first non amphibious fight, though, how is this going to go for you?
Ladies and gentlemen, the great.
Whoa!
Wow. Oh! Yeah.
What's up, pussy?
The great Dylan Negri.
Stop, get out of here with the shit.
No, it's great. We got to keep them apart from each other.
Yeah, the worst part is if Dylan knocks out Harrington, the no need for apologies guys all need to run by in a looping gif.
So Dylan, this has been a lot of people do not have faith in you, just basically with your lack of training, the fact that you're built like a girl.
I like it. I like it.
A lot of these are factors. How does that make you feel when you hear these things?
I can't wait to take everyone's money who bet against me.
Do you not know how betting works?
Are they betting you?
They didn't bet with you, stupid.
Does he thinks he gets all the money?
Why did Corinne make a bet for you?
I don't get the money.
The other thing is, Harrington, you know, this is another side of it. You had a crush on Corinne Fisher for a long time. You were very open about this. Dylan, at this point, I don't know. They were just seen canoodling together in Costa Rica. You know, he took your girl. How does that make you feel?
I mean, Lewis, I think we both know. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Problems include housing, hygiene, bank account.
I mean, look, I'll be taking bets all weekend. I want a little bit of action. We should set our own line. Is there any way? How do we set our own illegal
gambling?
Yeah,
has anyone set the odds for this yet?
I mean, they're pretty damn.
Let me call Harrington.
Hold on, it's Harrington. You used to be like a fucking junkie bookie or something, right? I set my own illegal gambling with the fans this weekend where they come to me and they put money down? Like, I set the odds, but I make out with a lot of money.
Well, you set up your own betting market.
Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, 100%.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Are you guys interested in betting on Harrington versus Dylan? In a 100% illegal gambling ring?
This is a guaranteed RICO violation. This is going to be a Puerto Rico violation.
Butterly!
All right, so this rooster is Harrington. This rooster is Dylan.
Dude, hold on. No. I got to figure out how to... We set up like a little office, and they come, and they fucking put the bets down.
Wait, you really think the office is the only thing we're missing?
How do I do this? How do I do it, Harrington?
I mean, yeah, you would set up a betting window by the merch table and set the line, and as money comes in on one or the other, the line shifts.
I don't know how to do that.
You want to give me 10%?
Yeah, but then that's definitely even more illegal.
Why?
You're fighting.
So I'm just getting a piece of all the action.
Deal. I swear on my fucking son's life.
And Dylan is getting a piece of many other people's action.
Wow. I swear to you that I'm going to set up illegal gambling on this fight this weekend, and you will be able to gamble with me. And right now, the line, in my opinion, is pretty fucking even, because I've trained with both of you guys. You both stink for different reasons.
Fair.
And I have no idea who's going to win this fight right now, but do me a favor, just take a moment right now, Dylan. You have this crowd in front of you. Take a couple seconds. Why are you going to be able to beat Harrington Saturday afternoon here at Ellis Mania Skankfest?
Number one reason. Look at him.
His beard's weird.
His beard is pretty fucking weird. Guys, I'm 24, athletic. I've actually played sports. The only thing Harrington has ever played is barely house. Like, it's not gonna be a fucking fight.
Oof. He played barely house.
He's been working on that for like 3 months.
Yeah. Harrington, give me a little rebuttal here. Why is it, come Saturday afternoon, Ellis Mania, after all the talk, years of talk, all of the buildup, why are you going to walk out victorious?
I mean, you know, Diego always says, train hard, fight easy, right? Like, I'm used to being in there with somebody like Lewis, who I know could absolutely take any man in this room's head off.
Thank
and
you,
I've
Harrington.
Survived every time.
What a fucking kiss.
Get
ass.
Him, Tim.
Now I'm glad I picked
that's
Dylan.
Right, pussies, take my water.
Dylan's not made for this. He's just not built for this.
You're not built for this, he says.
I'm really going to. Like I don't when you said like
wait, you're gonna fuck your mom?
Like when you say like do I have any words?
I thought
for
he
Harrington,
already was.
Like I let my hands speak for themselves. Like when you're gonna see tomorrow, I'm gonna actually make Harrington puke like every time he's ever fucking sparred.
Oh,
Harrington has never fought once and not puked.
That's true.
John
what
Matthews.
Are we talking about
John
here?
John Matthews.
That is true. All right, look, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Harrington and Dylan this Saturday. Watch it live on pay-per-view. Guys, square off. Square off.
They're gonna do something.
No, they're not gonna do
they're
something.
They're gonna do something stupid.
Square off. Here, come here.
Don't touch each other. Do not touch each other.
Do not suck each other's dicks off and drink each other's cum. Do not take his dick out and suck it with your mouth and make him cum on your face, dude.
Don't do something stupid.
I'm tired of seeing this.
What did I just say?
All right.
They're both staff, right? Get me a fucking drink, one of you faggots.
Oh, I need a drink too. All right, let me. We're gonna get up our next. Did that break? What happened?
She said you're hotter in person.
Me?
Do you even age, dude?
Me?
Yeah. You.
Oh, she's trying to smash.
No.
Hell yeah.
Smash.
No.
Look, by the way, that's my security guard. He wants to kill you right now. He's ready to take your head off. No, I'm kidding.
Hello?
I'm kidding.
Smash.
I'm kidding. You're great.
I just have a very nice jawline.
I have a very nice jawline? Goddamn, girl. What's up? All right, guys. One more time. Chris from Brooklyn. Tim Butterly, guys. Let him hear it. Do we have our final guests? Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, our final two guests on this very, very special edition of the Real Ass Podcast, opening Skankfest edition. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the Legion of Skanks podcast. It's Big Jay Oakerson. The Bye Guys podcast. It's Ian Finance.
Ooh. Lewis. Thank you so much for inviting us to your intermittent chanting festival. I'm so happy those two fought at the end because that shit-talking was reprehensible. Like, look at him. He's got a thing in his shirt.
Harrington's played Half House.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they talk
shit. It looks
like
Machine Gun Kelly's getting ready to fight the bass player from Aerosmith. Harrington's got reunion tour energy.
Dude, they talk shit like, and they are friends, but something happens when they get within like 6 inches of each other. They just...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Harrington smells Corinne's pussy on Dylan's breath, and he gets worked up.
That's... That's why Harrington tried to kiss
Jay,
him.
He said 6 inches, not 6 feet.
This is already getting fucking wild, dude. Isn't it crazy how long it's been? It's been such a long time for you. Forget the energy of Skankfest, but we're fucking opening up nice and strong.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, when did you get in?
I got here this morning. Me, Jay, Saglo, Feeney, Chris, we're all on the same flight.
All on the same flight, yeah.
Yep, ran as easy. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Anything happen? Anything interesting en route?
Yeah, I found out Sag's a little more than four.
Oh, yeah. He showed you his dick.
Yes.
A little more than four is a great... Yeah. T-shirt.
I use my throat as a ruler, and I say he's about here.
Well, he just showed us a picture of his dick.
He did?
I know, yeah.
He did, yeah, on stage on the show just now. But he did the thing where he took the picture from like the very top.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the
like
move.
A fat girl angle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know that.
No, but it's not just that, it's the one where like Jay, you're going to know about this. Where we, like, take our thumb and push our bunt back.
Of course.
And then cup our hand around the top of our balls like it's more dick.
Yeah. And by the way, in the background, I try to have, like a train set city.
Like a matchbox car?
Like the Beetlejuice town.
Yeah.
Like where Beetlejuice lives.
I put my dick on the train tracks.
Oh, man. Beetlejuice.
So it looks
town,
like the way
annoying.
Bobby Bacala dies in The Sopranos. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I just finished season three, you piece of shit.
Yeah, don't tell me that. I just finished season two.
Oh, I love Bobby Bacala.
Fuck! He's so lovable.
Yeah, he's a lovable fat guy.
I just found
don't
out
get
pussy's
too
a rat.
To big pussy.
If it makes you feel any better, it's he needs to die because he married your sister.
Aw.
Yeah.
What?
Doggy, no, he does the thing where, and by the way, if I wanted to, because my dick is not impressive, but if I wanted to, I can wrap two hands around my dick and make it look like my dick is two hand lengths.
But you are pushing the bottom of that fist.
But I'll tell you,
so
it's also a trick. It's
the
not
science
only that.
Term for that is a two potato.
Let me show you. Yes. Hold this. So here's what you do, okay?
Like you're deciding to who's going to bat first in a Sandlot baseball game?
So this is my dick, right? Now, this part of the dick right here is what?
Maybe
4 inches?
Uh-huh.
Right? Maybe 4 inches, right? If I
wrap I only have one measuring stick.
And then I wrap my hands here, okay?
Yep.
And then you come on this side. It's just thumbs on that side.
So in order to do that...
Behind, out here, it looks like fingers. Like, wow.
Yes.
And over here,
dude, in Lewis. In order to do that, you need to have the hand from Chris Elliott in Scary Movie 2. You just have to have that little fucking hand.
Do you understand?
It's so insulting what you're saying, Lewis. Yes, I read the same article on Little Dick Bi-Quarterly.
I read Little Dick Bi all the time.
Every Thursday, I guess.
This is why Lewis has to sit between them, or they'll be all over each other.
Yeah.
Anything? Was it a shitty flight? Was it good?
I don't know. I slept the whole time.
You slept? Oh, yeah. I wish I could sleep. Were you first
Why
class?
Did you sleep?
You can't sleep?
No, I can't sleep.
What did you ask me? Did you say, did I fuck my ass?
Yeah, did you fuck your ass on the flight?
Did you fuck your own ass?
No.
Dude, you didn't...
How did you know that's how I fall asleep, though?
No, I asked if you were in first class.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa! You guys sound like you're on a roller coaster? Whoa!
Started a wave. Ian was in front of me in first class.
You were in first class?
Yeah, dog.
Why the fuck wasn't I in first class?
Lewis sucks! Lewis sucks! Lewis sucks! Lewis sucks!
Somebody search Ian for that fucking pilot wings pendant and a belly full of cum.
Yeah, you don't want to know what the pressure is.
Shannon
paid,
has all these fun treats in her room. You guys are being flown first class. What is going on with my life?
I wasn't flown first class. I flew first class.
You think you booked my ticket here? You think that's how this works?
We didn't book your flight.
I mean, my girlfriend runs the whole thing, probably, but
yeah, whatever. We booked your flight.
Lewis runs the whole thing.
No, he does. He's a figurehead.
No, I'm a waterhead.
He's a waterhead. He doesn't know where my flight was out of and what time.
I have no idea. Dave's flying first class. It's making me furious.
You don't fly first class?
You didn't fly for it. It's your festival.
No, because I had my girlfriend, too.
I know that.
Yeah, dude.
On the way home, I beefed Christine up with Miles to get her in first class. So I can't separate from her, but I'm not sitting back there like a jerk off for her.
Oh, it's infuriating, dude. Every time I just look at everyone else in first class and I realize that I can't sit in first class because I have to pay for two tickets.
Did you and your girlfriend, you know, it's the worst thing? You think when you and your girl sit next to each other, I used to do this, go, oh, just sit coach because you lift
like
the
hand job actually?
You lift the armrest in the middle and it'll be more comfortable. There's nothing more uncomfortable than moving that armrest. It's just two people falling into each other for 2 hours. It sucks.
No. It's not falling into each other. It's her using you as a fucking pillow.
Fuck her. Where's she at? I'm going to throw something at her. She's new. I'm going to handle this shit now.
It was make her dry back.
Dude, it makes me so fucking angry. Dude, she loves to snuggle. That's infuriating.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Nat, if you're out there, but, yeah. Oh, God, stop fucking snuggling.
My arm's asleep, you big-headed bitch.
Doggy. Dude, it's just, I'll be lying there, and then she's like, she latches on it like one of those barnacle-type...
A barnacle?
Crustacean or something?
A remora eel.
Mollusk?
She just latches onto my back while we sleep, and I'm starting to sweat, and I have to, like, I literally...
I don't mind that. Christine's real big on the, for some reason, wants to rub aggressively my problem areas. So she's like, hey, can I lean on your shoulder and cup your tit for this movie? And I'm like, I'd rather you didn't.
No. Well, lie down. I know exactly what it is. She'll grab, like, just my stomach fat and... do this with it.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm like, get off.
Where's she at? I'm going to throw something at her.
Or she'll grab my unhard dick and, like, hold it. I'm like,
ew.
Stop.
Get off me. Is this what Me Too is?
She just grabs onto me and won't let go. Like, what are those things called? Young female comedians?
No, I like it. I like snuggling for like a minute.
Sure.
1 minute.
Yeah,
I go, let's snuggle, and then
ways.
Here. And then I say, get the fuck off me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn this way. And
the opposite way of you.
I'm going to let my butt touch your butt, just like we have a centimeter of skin touching. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And anything more than that, it makes me furious.
And then you kick your feet out so they get chilly?
Yeah. No, dude, this my whole life is just temperature control with the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'll put my entire body under it until I'm sweltering hot. Then I take it out.
Oh, and man. Get
cold. Then I put half my body under, half my body up.
Joe Rogan does that with machines. I'm going to get in my make me super hot chamber before I jump into my cryo freeze chamber.
Called a microwave and small freezer.
Yeah.
What are you, hop in this kettle real quick, guys.
What are you looking forward to most this weekend, Big J?
Karaoke tonight.
None of you are even going to sing. It's just going to be comedians cutting line the whole time.
Yes, so you know, they asked me, they go, how are we doing karaoke? Can anybody do it? And I went, nah. There's so many comics. I'm not going to actually run a karaoke, like, take your ticket numbers and be like, oh, we have Evan Stanford up next doing a Boot Scoop Boogie. Okay.
No, there'll be a list, but I mean, comedians can just jump ahead of them on that list, right?
Make a list. I don't give a shit. You want to throw a list together? Throw a list together.
It's like he's talking to his daughter on Christmas.
No.
I'm sorry. I've been in roast mode for 2 weeks. I apologize.
I gave that a long time ago. I reminded her when she was young that I'm Jewish. I don't acknowledge your stupid pagan holiday.
question. What are you looking forward to most, Ian?
Zach and I are doing a Bye Guys tomorrow at 1:30.
Hell
That's
yeah.
That's gonna be fun. Hell yeah. Getting to hang out with everyone, man. It's the best part of this.
It really
it's like
is
fucking
the best part.
Summer camp.
You should have given me a longer answer. There's so many things I could have gotten the crowd all hyped for.
All right, sorry, guys. Go ahead. Give me
fucking Steel Panther's going to be here on Saturday
yes!
night?
Yes! Yes! Lewis versus Jason Ellis!
The roast of Lewis J. Gomez that I am severely underprepared for. The goddamn comedy jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys wonder if I was doing corn again? I am.
I'm looking forward to the incredibly scary and rapey walk back to the hotel underneath that underpants.
Oh, man. We're going to lose somebody this weekend. Somebody in this crowd's going to die from fentanyl or the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be gnarly. That chick goes, what about both?
What if I got fentanyl in this neighborhood?
No, that's the name of the neighborhood. We're staying in Lil Fentanyl right now.
Yeah. Are we in Lil Fentanylville?
Yeah, I'm staying on the corner of fentanyl and assault.
Yeah, no, this is a very, we're going to wrap this one up here because we do have Tuesdays of Stories coming in just a few minutes, which is great. But this is... been such a fucking long time coming.
Yes.
It's wild. It's surreal to even be here right now.
And how about it for Lewis for making his dream come true to bring everyone together?
2.5 years in the making, everybody. Here we are.
Listen to me. We're going to have this, the kickoff party here at Skankfest South, Houston, Texas, The Secret Group. Shout out to fucking Yo Kratom for supporting this entire thing. Shout out to The Secret Group for sticking with us throughout this entire time. We're going to party all fucking night tonight. Thank you guys for coming out to Skankfest South.
Yeah.
We're going to be with you all weekend. We love you guys. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.